USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A watchdog group tracking spam and cyber threats announced that hackers have compromised an external email system of the FBI. The agency says they are aware of the incident involving fake emails from an FBI.gov email account. Emails were sent to tens of thousands of recipients in the database that appeared to be warning of a possible cyber attack. Over 200 world leaders have reached a deal at the UN Climate Summit in Scotland.
Hearing no objections, it is so decided.
That's the president of the gathering, Alok Sharma, making the announcement as countries decided to step up their efforts on climate change over the coming year by bolstering their 2030 climate targets.
USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports the deal comes after 2 weeks of talks. A federal judge has denied a request to stay the executions of four death row inmates in Oklahoma who are all scheduled to die within the next 3 months. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
A tentative deal reached last night between Kaiser Permanente and union leaders that will prevent a strike by thousands of nurses and other healthcare workers across Southern California and other Western states. They had planned to hit the picket lines tomorrow. Kaiser and its unions agreeing on a 4-year contract covering nearly 50,000 employees. The deal still needs to be ratified, with voting occurring over the coming weeks. Austria ordering a nationwide lockdown for those who are not vaccinated starting at midnight Sunday to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Unvaccinated individuals older than 12 are prohibited from leaving their homes except for basic activities such as work, grocery shopping, going for a walk, or getting vaccinated. U.S. Department of Defense indicating it will respond to Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt after his state's National Guard suggested it would reject a Pentagon COVID-19 vaccine mandate for all service members. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin believes a vaccinated force is a more ready force, and that's why he has ordered mandatory vaccines, including the National Guard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The former chief strategist under President Trump, Steve Bannon, expected to turn himself in and appear in court on Monday after being indicted last week by a federal grand jury on 2 counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to testify before the January 6th Select Committee investigating the Capitol riots. Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, on why he did not show up at the committee.
The partisan January 6th Select Committee is not concerned with facts, the law, or executive privilege. It only seeks a narrative to distract from the failing Biden administration. That's according to former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
And yet it's been basically their way or the highway, and so they took a very aggressive move today, and sadly, I think what most Americans are seeing this is an attempt to really keep the focus on January 6th and not on their failing Biden administration policy.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
A New York judge on Friday dismissed a lawsuit against the former president, and a second suit against him was dropped by the woman who filed it. A judge tossing out a suit filed by Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, seeking nearly $2 million to cover legal expenses. The other lawsuit by former Apprentice contestant Summer Zervos was dropped after she accused the former president of groping her and sued him for defamation when he denied those allegations. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.